Listen to an extract from an interview with a famous sculptor.
And we're delighted to have the award-winning sculptor Hideki Kusumada with us in the studio today. Hideki's going to give us a little insight into the life of a sculptor. Hideki, it's fair to say that sculpture is one of the lesser-known art forms, right? And how did you get into sculpture?
Totally. Many people know a little about painting, and of course, tons of people know a lot about music or even poetry. But sculpture's in a bit of a different realm. Yeah, for me, it all goes back to my high school days. My art teacher was passionate about all the contemporary arts and really got me using my imagination. I guess you could say I started to get into the fine arts back then. And I come from a pretty artistic family, too. Several of my cousins have made careers in the performing arts. My mom was a portrait artist, and even Dad used to try his hand at painting landscapes, with varying degrees of success, I might add. It was my uncle who took me to see a huge sculpture of a horse one weekend, and I was blown away by it. It really made an impression on me, and I started researching how I could learn this skill. The rest, as they say, is history. Nowadays, I love to meet up with people from right across the world of the arts. There's just something about being around creative people that makes me tick. They inspire me in different ways. And as it turns out, the majority of the sculptures I'm commissioned to make are of celebrities in the music industry. In fact, I've only ever produced sculptures of people in that line of work. Never of people in the film industry or from the world of politics. I'm currently working on a piece that's involved a lot of travel, as the person in question is...